From the beautiful RKO Hill Street Theater in downtown Los Angeles, Wild Root Cream Oil presents What's the Name of That Song? Yes, Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first, brings you the program that tests your musical memory with songs both old and new, featuring your favorite piano team of Frank Leitner and Lou Morey. And now, here's the originator of the program and your master of ceremonies, Dud Williamson.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a kind of an unhappy guy tonight. I just got delivery on my new car the other day. My wife wanted to take it out on the highway and drive it, so she did. She's getting behind a bus and starting to pull out around the bus and another bus coming right toward her. Would anybody be interested in buying a long, thin Cadillac? Ladies and gentlemen, we have selected our contestants as usual. They're seated on the stage of the RKO Hill Street Theater here in Los Angeles, ready to parade before you. See if you folks at home agree on the best contestant of the evening. With those few words of explanation, here's Bob Bentz with our first contestant.
Dud, meet Miss Louetta Hull.
How do you do, Miss Hull?
Hello.
Tell us something of yourself, Miss Hull.
Oh, I'm from Bremerton, Washington.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, I've lived down here for a long time, for about 15 years.
15 years?
Uh-huh.
And then you're still... How long did you live in Bremerton?
3 years.
3 years in Bremerton and 15 in California. She's still from Bremerton. That's a very nice booth for Bremerton, isn't it? Miss Hull, we have some songs. What do you do down here?
I'm a telephone operator.
Well, good for you. We're very happy to have you up here. Is that where you get that very nice modulated voice that you speak in so beautifully?
Well, I guess so.
That's very nice. Miss Hull,
hi.
A group of songs from Miss Zena Ward of Dothan, Alabama. And they go like this. Keep that big grin out there to the audience. You'll do all right. Here's number two. Number three. Three, Miss Hull.
Well, I think I know number one best.
What is number one?
I think Thomas. What care I? I'll get by.
I'll get by. What's the first line of the chorus? You've won five. Wild Root will make it 15. Speak with it nice and loud now.
I'll get by as long as I have you.
Thank you very much, Miss Hull. Now you've won $15. Wild Root will make it 30 if you'll sing that and the next line. Here we go.
I'll get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me,
Miss Hull. Very, very nice. Those songs were Peggy O'Neill, Easter Parade, and I'll Get By. Now.
You know, Dud, they say there's no one quite so smart as the man who welcomes good advice and acts upon it.
Well, that's right, Bob. And I've heard it said that he's a bigger man than the fellow who gives the advice.
Well, you can't bother me that way.
I'm not trying to.
What kind of a guy I am doesn't matter.
I know that.
But the kind of advice I give is plenty important.
Oh.
Because the best advice in the world is to spruce up with Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic for that handsome, well-groomed appearance. And Wild Root Cream Oil not only grooms your hair, it also relieves annoying dryness and removes loose, ugly dandruff.
And there's not a drop of alcohol in Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic. And what's more, it contains soothing lanolin. That like the oil of your own skin, Robert.
So next time your barber says, what do you have in your hair, say,
Wild Root Cream Oil. Get the handy new tube and the big economy bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter.
That's Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic. Again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first.
That's very nice, Robert. And now present our next contestant, will you?
Mr. Jack Kramer.
Hello, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Doug.
Well, Mr. Kramer, it looks like you have a gang with you down there tonight. What do you do, Mr. Kramer?
Oh, I'm a hatter.
A hatter here in Los Angeles?
That's right.
Mr. Kramer... Mr. Kramer, tell us exactly what do you mean when you say you're a hatter. You mean you sell hats?
No, I make them.
You make hats?
Mm-hmm.
Women's hats?
Men's hats.
Men's hats.
Uh-huh.
Ever make any women's hats?
No, I made women, but not hats.
Mr. Kramer, we have a group of songs for you. Submitted by Mrs. Henry Brewer of Los Angeles. Number two. Number three. One of those three.
Well, I know the title of number three. I'm not sure I know all the words.
What's the title of it?
It's Only a Shanty in Old Shanty Town.
That is correct. Wins you $5. Wild Root will make it 15 if you give me the first line of the chorus.
It's only a shanty in Old Shanty Town.
The what? What's the rest of the first line?
Somebody covered the ground. I don't know.
What is it?
It's only a shanty in Old Shanty Town.
What about it?
It's only a castle.
I'll give you one more chance. Do you happen to know it? It's only a shanty, an old shanty town. What? You've won $5, Mr. Kramer, for knowing the title correct. Thank you very much for coming up. Those songs, You Won't Be Satisfied, An Old Spinning Wheel, It's a Shanty, an Old Shanty Town. Here is our next contestant.
Mrs. Chris McLean.
Hello, Mrs. McLean.
Hello, Dad.
How are you this evening?
Just fine, thank you.
What do you do, Mrs. McLean?
Oh, housewife.
Where?
In Los Angeles.
How long have you lived here?
26 years.
Oh, my goodness. Long time. From where?
Yes, it is. From Canada.
What part of Canada?
Near Niagara Falls.
Oh, way back east, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're practically a native out here now,
oh,
Mrs. McLean.
Oh, I am. I certainly am.
Do you like to sing?
Well,
were you,
I
you
like
the one
to...
singing harmony down there during the
yes,
warm-up?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. I've always sung harmony.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Have you sung a lot?
Well, I sing at home, but I'm not a good singer.
Oh, is that so? Uh-huh. We'll find out, Mrs. McLean. We have a group of songs for you submitted to us by Dorothy McElhenney of Coaldale, Pennsylvania. They go like this. Same as McLean?
I said, that's an old one.
It certainly is. Here's number two. Here's a beautiful ditty, Mrs. McLean. A lot of sentiment attached to it. Number three. Which one one of those three songs?
The third one.
Is
I know
what?
The words. Show me the way to go home.
That's right. How did you happen to know a song like that, Miss McLean?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Miss McLean, you've won five. Wild Root will make it 15 if you give me the first line of the chorus.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
That is absolutely correct, and you've won $15. Now, sing that and the next line. Wild Root will be most happy to make it 30. Here we go.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
Wait a minute now, wait a minute. Excuse me, Ms. McLean, for interrupting you. Is it a little high?
Yes, it is. I have
put
a
it down
sore
a
throat.
What is it? She has a sore throat, so we put it down.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it went straight to my head. Words I made wrong, a land or sea or home. You will always hear me sing that song. Show me the way to go home.
Those songs were patches. Did your mother come from Ireland? Show me the way to go home. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very happy to announce next week we'll be in Seattle, Washington. Back in our old stomping grounds up there in Seattle, and all you folks that like to see what's the name of that song, we want to talk about it just a moment. We're bringing the show up, our regular broadcast that you hear every week, plus a full hour's entertainment of acts that I'm sure you'll enjoy. In other words, we're bringing a full two-hour entertainment to the Civic Auditorium in Seattle, and we'll be there next Wednesday night. Now, that's the Civic Auditorium in Seattle next Wednesday night, and we want to announce also to you folks listening in to hurry on down, take your time if you wish. Go down to Sherman Clay or the Central Ticket Agency in Seattle. They're handling the tickets for the show. And in Tacoma, it's the Ted Brown Music Store and Callender's Cigar Store. Those in Seattle and Tacoma. Now, the tickets are available there right now. We'll be in Seattle next week. We hope to see a lot of old friends of ours up there, and I think we'll have a lot of fun. Remember, we're bringing a full two-hour entertainment show with us. Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant.
Mr. James Burns.
Hello, Mr. Burns. Gee, Mr. Burns, what do you do, please?
I'm a welder.
Welder here in the Los Angeles area?
No, I haven't gotten into it yet. I'm going to be in real estate here, I think.
You are, huh?
Yes.
Oh, brother. They're going to wear badges down here pretty quick. You know that, too, don't you? Well, you're in a good business, Mr. Burns. As a matter of fact, the real estate business should be booming in Los Angeles, as it has been for the past 2 or 3 years. Were you from this part of the country?
No, I'm from Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh, is that so? How long have you been out here?
About 7 months.
How do you like it out here, Mr. Burns?
I like it wonderful, fine.
Going to stay out here, huh?
I am, if everything goes well.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. Let's see how it'll go tonight about the singing department. How are you on the songs this evening?
I don't know.
You like to sing?
In the lap of the gods, no.
In the lap of the gods, he says. All right. Dorothy, no, that was the last one. Mrs. Lou Nogaw, I believe is correct, of Borger, Texas, sent us these songs, and they go like this. Know that one? Just you. Yeah, he knows that one. Here's number two. Like you used to be a hooper there, Miss Burns. You're doing a little dancing up here. Here's number three. Which one of those three, sir?
Oh, Meet Me Tight in Dreamland.
That was the last one. I'm glad you picked that tune. That's an old favorite of mine, Mr. Burns. How did you... Where were you when you first heard that song? You remember?
I was in Chicago.
In Chicago? Is that where you were born?
No, I wasn't, but that was the first time that I'd heard the tune was in
Chicago. How did you happen to remember that? That's interesting.
Well,
none of my business, all right. What's the first line of the chorus? You've won five, Wild Root will make it 15.
Meet me tonight in dreamland.
Under the what?
Under the silvery moon.
That is correct, sir. You've won $15. Sing that, and the next line, you've won 30. Here we go.